Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the Morning Inspiration Show. I'm Minister James Browning, and this show is sponsored by the Holistic Ministry. I pray that you all are well and had a wonderful last few days. The weather is a little crazy all over the country, but you're inside, you're warm, and you're here to get a little morning inspiration. So we're going to get right to that, and the show is being sponsored this morning by Minister Joe Pearson, and we're going to let Joe take over and bring you a little inspiration this morning. Minister Joe, are you ready?
Yes, thank you, Minister Browning, and thank you all for joining us today for a moment of inspiration. I'm broadcasting live from Bridgeton, New Jersey, and my message today is let it be, just be. But before I start, I'd like to ask you to take a centering and receiving breath. As you inhale, center within, and on the exhale, open your mind to receive. Let it be. Just be. What does that really mean in light of the intense time we are currently living in with the world's collective unconscious, reeling with beliefs around the pandemic, the economy, the political climate, and very much so around consciousness shifting to 5D and what that means transitionally. In the midst of it all, calling for a moment of rest, a moment of peace. The ingredient missing that needs to be added to our daily activities that will bring us to that place of rest and subtle change is stillness. Stillness is the answer. We are being called to be still in spite of what is happening around us. Just let it be. Allow yourself to be still in the presence of all that you are. Just be. Out of stillness comes peace. Out of stillness comes calm, and the light of change can be experienced in your present moment. It's as John Lennon sang in the song, Let It Be. His words were, when I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. From a metaphysical perspective, Mary, the mother of Yeshua or Jesus, represents the soul that magnifies the divine daily in the temple and through its devotions prepares itself for the higher life. In summary, the temple is the body in which your soul is housed, and in the act of stillness, you can commune with the very essence of your soul and find peace within while allowing that which is happening around you that you can't control to be as it is, in unconditional acceptance, knowing that in spite of the outcome, you have reached a higher level within yourself that can change the way you see the situation at hand. The light of all that you are in coming to a place where you stand in that from a foundation of unconditional self-love, unconditional self-acceptance, and unconditional allowing yourself to just be the I am that you are in spirit and mind as you hold to your cornucopia of what you truly believe in your highest and how you feel about it. Go within your inner temple, wherein lies peace and the wisdom to walk quietly in the stillness of your soul. In that rest, be still. Allow yourself to be in full expression of your inner God, Goddess, your divine self, where you will find the quietness of peace. You can't always control the world around you. It's sometimes about accepting what is without struggling to make it what you think it should be. There is strength and courage in opening your inner eyes to see the reality in front of you, to open your mind to accept that what is just is what it is and can be nothing other than what it is. Find that place within yourself where you can just let it be. And in your inner sanctuary, you don't have to be tossed hither and yon by the storms of the world, for you have the power within you to quiet the storm, just as Yeshua did in Matthew chapter 8. It reads, "Then he got into the boat and his disciples followed him. Suddenly a furious storm came up on the lake, that the waves swept over the boat, but Yeshua was sleeping. The disciples went and woke him, saying, 'Lord, save us, we're going to drown.' He replied, 'You of little faith, why are you so afraid?' And then in the Gospel of Mark it reads that he rebuked the wind and said to the sea, 'Peace, be still.' Then the wind ceased and there was a dead calm. The power lies within you that can be accessed from the stillness within when you just be. That story represents the storms of life and speaks as your Christ self. You are as Yeshua. He remained in inner stillness to the point of being able to sleep while the storm raged around him. What power do you have within to calm the storms of life you may be faced with? His words, 'peace, be still,' are significant. To have peace, you must find that place within to be still and just be. It doesn't change the storm, but it changes the way you deal with it. Caught up in the drama of it all, or that peace from within your inner stillness, your place of divine power. Your inner power is the very God goddess that you are and call forth to bring calm, to bring peace through your stillness. It's like the song, 'Peace Be Still,' that was inspired by Yeshua's words. There's a verse in the song that reads, 'Peace be still. Say the word and I will set my feet upon the sea till I'm dancing in the deep. Peace be still. You are, so it is well. Even when my eyes can't see, I will trust the voice that speaks peace, peace over me. You, as said, are the very divine, and from your inner place of stillness, you can speak peace for yourself. There is victory in your inner sanctum of stillness, especially when you, in spite of what's happening, just let it be and remain centered within and just be. Unconditional acceptance can free you up to experience transformation in your life. Sometimes in stillness, accepting what is, the most subtle change can occur mainly within yourself. You will find in time that you can quiet any storm, winds, or raging seas through the power that prevails within your stillness, that emanates from the divine essence of your God, goddess within. Rise to a higher level within yourself, to the level of opening fully and embracing your Christhood, where miracles work through you, bringing transformation to your life. In accepting it does not mean that it cannot change, for in all we are currently experiencing, the subtle vibrations of change is happening. In your stillness, in your place of peace, it's coming to a place wherein, within where, in full faith, you know that all is well. From a slightly different perspective, we know and can see what is interpreted as the storms currently in the world. You know how much peace, stillness, and calm follows a raging storm? We've all experienced that at one time or another. We've literally experienced that stillness, peace, and calm after a storm. In your wholeness, just be holding to what you know to be imminent change in this world. So release the need to control the outcome and just let it be. Let it morph into the glory on the horizon. Do so while you settle into your inner stillness, holding to that peace within, knowing that the storm will pass. There is so much peace and stillness. It's the answer to accessing your inner well of wisdom that opens the door to seeing the possibilities of reform, stillness. In it, there's much happening, just as I realized while observing a hummingbird hovering very still in its flight. What I realized is that what I couldn't see with the naked eye is what was happening within him, allowing him to rest in midair in complete stillness. Watching the stillness of that hummingbird brought to mind the power in being still. Also, it brought to mind that from a metaphysical and shamanic perspective, the hummingbird's message is joy is just around the corner. From that place of stillness comes joy. Not only joy, but peace. In our moments of stillness, our inner spirit is at work polishing the diamond within, and spiritually, the diamond represents opening the mind to the new as possible, bringing strength, fortitude, and courage, and the power to remain in the light. They are two symbols that speak of the light of day. You have what it takes, my sisters and brothers, to continue to walk your walk in spite of the storms that may come. In the very power within you that comes from the depths of your soul, through your God, Goddess self, your divine self, you have what it takes to quiet the winds and calm the sea. Seek the stillness within. Allow yourself to just sit and be still so you can hear that still, quiet voice of your spirit speaking to you, bringing the message of peace. Take time to be still so you can feel the wealth of power within that gives you all that you need to thrive, no matter the circumstances. You have within you all that you need. Know that. Know that you have it within you. Rest in the stillness of all that you are. Peace. Be still. Let it be. And just be. I'd like to end with prayer, so I'm asking you again to take a centering breath as you inhale and open yourself to receive as you exhale. In profound oneness and honoring of the divine, I pray that you embrace the magnificence of all that you are created to be. I pray you choose to express that magnificent light of the God Goddess within you in unconditional, loving oneness, letting your light shine, bringing loving, healing, and change to the world. You are blessed with the divine power to do so. As the divine in all that you speak, do, and think, I pray you allow the God Goddess within to guide you to the truth of the blessing you are to all in your world. I pray that you acknowledge the value you add to this world just by being who you are. I pray that you rest in your inner sanctuary in divine stillness, and you come to see, know, and embrace the divine beauty and perfection within you, and that divine beauty and perfection that shapes and fills your life. I pray that in all that you see within yourself, you realize your inner power to succeed and thrive in the midst of any storm. I pray you embrace the raw divine essence of all that you are, seeing your life as a divine masterpiece and seeing the divine creator within you. You are a divine light, and just as Yeshua, you speak healing and revelation to others through your experiences and interpretations of life. I pray you do not hesitate to be a divine blessing to someone in need. My sisters and brothers, walk your walk, talk your talk from that inner place of stillness and peace. I send you unconditional love, peace, revelation, and joyful well-being to you as you bask in your place of stillness. May the love and light of the divine enfold you. Thank you for divinely being, my dear sisters and brothers, and have a blessed day.
Thank you so much, Minister Kirsten. That was wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Okay, have a wonderful and blessed day, guys. All right, bye-bye.